In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, Abijah became king over Judah. He reigned in Jerusalem for 3 years, and his mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. Now there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. Abijah began the battle with an army of warriors, 400,000 chosen men, while Jeroboam drew up in battle formation against him with 800,000 chosen men who were valiant warriors. Then Abijah stood on Mount Zeboim, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, and said, "Listen to me, Jeroboam and all Israel. Do you not know that the Lord God of Israel sons by a covenant of song? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, rose up and rebuilt against his master, and worthless men gathered to him, wicked men who proved too strong for Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when he could not hold his own against them." So now you intend to assert yourselves against the kingdom of the Lord through the sons of David, being a great multitude, and having with you the golden calves which Jeroboam made for you as gods. Have you not driven out the priest of the Lord, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and made for yourselves priests like the peoples of other lands? Whoever comes to consecrate himself with a bull and seven rams, even he may become a priest of things that are not God's. But as for us, our God, and we have not abandoned him. And the sons of Aaron are ministering to the Lord as priests, and the Levites attend to their work every morning and evening. Burnt offerings and fragrant incense, and the showbread is set on the clean table, and the golden lampstand with its lamps is ready to light every evening, for we perform our duty to the Lord our God. But you have abandoned. Now behold, God is with us at our head, and his priests with the signal trumpets to sound the war cry against you, sons of Israel. Do not fight against the Lord God of your fathers,
Jeroboam had set an ambush to come from behind so that Israel was in front of Judah and the ambush was behind them. When Judah turned around, behold, they were attacked both from front and rear. So they cried out to the Lord, and the priest blew the trumpets. Then the men of Judah raised a war cry. And when the men of Judah raised the war cry, God defeated Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. When the sons of Israel fled from Judah, God handed them over to them. Israel was subdued at that time, and the sons of Judah conquered because they trusted in the Lord, the God of their fathers. Abijah pursued Jeroboam and captured from him several cities. Dishon with its villages and Ephron with its villages. Jeroboam did not again recover strength in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him and he died. But Abijah became powerful and he took 14 wives. Of it all, the promise.